Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Welcome to our Easter service. We are so glad you have joined us online for our worship this Easter Sunday. God is good, no matter where we are. I would like to thank Joanne and Karen for joining me today as we lead in our Easter service. Let us join together to sing hymn number 410, 410, Jesus Christ is risen today. Hallelujah. Let us offer to God our prayers of adoration, confession, and supplication. Hallelujah! Christ is risen. Loving God, we adore you. You are the God of power. The whole universe is alive with your energy. Your love and your power are evident in the life, death, and rising again of Jesus Christ. With joy in our hearts, we celebrate his resurrection, by which you have shown yourself to be stronger than all the powers of darkness, of sin, and the hatred and bitterness of the cross. Gracious God, you sent your Son to die and rise to new life, in order that death might be brought to an end, and that we might live a new life in him. By our thoughts and words and actions, we have ridiculed your love, diminished the lives of others, and defaced your image in us. Father, forgive us for Jesus' sake, and enable us by his resurrection power to live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose again for us. On this Easter Sunday morning, we ask your God to please open our hearts that we may experience you anew. Open our lives that we may be faithful witnesses to your resurrection. Be with us as we worship together. For we pray through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now Joan will take our reading for the day.
Our Easter morning reading is taken from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 to 8. Jesus is risen from the dead. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so they might go and anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb. And they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. May God bless us with the reading of his word. Amen.
Before our reflection, let us sing together, "Because He Lives." May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, our great God and our Redeemer. Amen. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. The story of Easter is one that we tell year after year. The beauty of this timeless story is in the details that open our eyes to the glory of God's resurrected Son and what it means for us today. On that first Easter morning, three women who had followed Jesus got up early and made their way to the tomb. The women show how love does not end with death. Whereas the other disciples had abandoned the great mission to serve their Lord, these three women loved Jesus to the end. They marched to the tomb with heavy hearts, but hearts that still loved the one who had died. On their way, they wondered, who will roll away the stone for us at the entrance to the tomb? Their question is not answered by earthly means, but God had an answer. God always has an answer to the impossible. When they arrive, the stone has been rolled away. Inside, they are frightened to discover a young man dressed in white who uttered three of the most powerful words to have ever been spoken. He is risen. Everything that followed after this proclamation, the Church of Acts, the growth of Christianity throughout the centuries, even all of us listening to this message, bear witness to the power and transformation of the resurrection. Christ broke out of the tomb. He destroyed the chains of death. We cannot limit what God can do. The grave could not hold Christ. He defeated death and paid the price for our sin with his own blood. The Easter message tells us we need not be afraid of anything, not life with all its insecurities, its conflicts, its uncertainties. Easter invites us not to fear even death itself. As our collective society practices, social distancing is an effort to control the spread of coronavirus. We inevitably find ourselves missing more than just another night out with friends. As time passes, we are also missing out on important milestones like birthdays, weddings, and funerals. It is important to acknowledge that losing the opportunity to celebrate Easter with family and our church can as well be hard. One of the things many of us will miss this year is the power of singing resurrection hymns in a great gathering. Jesus proclaimed, "In this world you have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." John chapter 16, verse 33. Some of us have lately lost loved ones to the coronavirus, or those close to us are ill. People who have never felt anxious before are suddenly weighed down with worry and are not sure what to do next. With no gathering due to the lockdown this Easter, we can still celebrate in a way that is meaningful and memorable. We have a chance to experience that Christ is risen, that he has overcome the troubles of this world in new ways. These ways will likely be quieter and seem smaller, but we can bring our whole hearts to the celebration. May we take some time this Easter to reflect on the ways God has kept and blessed us in the face of this pandemic. We know that God is always working, using even struggles, heartbreaks, and tragedies in ways to bring about his glory and our good. God's love and care for us will never change, and his purpose will never be defeated. Jesus came alive so that we could as well come alive. He is risen. Hallelujah. Amen. And now I invite Karen to take the intercessory prayers, after which we'll sing, "Thy be the glory, risen conquering Son."
Let's pray. Loving God, this is the day when you made the impossible possible. And so we have confidence to bring our prayers for others and for ourselves to you this morning. We pray for those in whom we are seeing remarkable heroism, for doctors and nurses, for care workers, for porters and cleaners, for ambulance staff. And we are reminded of the words of Jesus: "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." God, protect all on the front line today. Surround them with your love and care. Compassionate God, we name before you a frontline worker we know and for whom we are particularly concerned. At this time of year, when we remember that you face the authorities, we pray for all those in positions of power. Guide them in the decisions that they make. We give thanks for the Queen and for her message last week. We remember particularly the Prime Minister, giving thanks for the progress he is making. Gracious God, we name before you someone in a position of power that is on our heart today. Caring God, we think of children who are finding this lockdown particularly difficult, perhaps not understanding why they can't be outside with their friends or at school. And we pray especially for those who are confined in difficult or even dangerous situations. God, protect them, care for them, and keep them safe. Caring God, we name before you a family for whom we have particular care this Easter. We pray for those who are struggling with their mental health in this scary and isolating time, asking the Holy Spirit to bring his peace and perspective to troubled minds. Compassionate God, we name before you someone known to us who is struggling with their mental health. Lord God, the smell of your burial spices seems to fill our world right now. There is death and despair everywhere. We remember before you now those who are weeping and waiting for a miracle. Those people in our world who have given up all hope. Caring God, we name before you those whom we know who are facing the future without someone they love. The angel told the woman, "Go to my disciples and tell them." At a time of so much crying and dying, when so many people are suddenly asking questions of faith, it is wonderful to be entrusted with the good news of resurrection hope, not just for this life, but for the life to come. We pray for those who have the privilege of teaching in churches and online communities around the world today. Let them and us proclaim your life to a world in mourning with the same passion and amazement that Mary felt on that first Easter day. We name Elijah before you, Lord, asking that God will be with him, with favour and with the family, as they minister to our St. John's family and the wider Curlook community. Living God, Walk with us today. Walk into this uncertain world with us and give us the faith to believe that again you can make the impossible possible. In Jesus' name we pray with confidence. Amen.
May the God of peace, who raised from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, provide you with every good thing you need in order to do His will. Live joyfully in God's world, offering God's love, forgiveness, and peace. And the blessing of God the Father Almighty, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you, your household, our nation, and our world this Easter. And always. Amen.